This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. In an unprecedented move, the Colorado Republican Party has removed the El Paso County GOP chair from overseeing the county's upcoming party leadership elections. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
This latest round of conflict started when a group of high-profile Republicans from the Colorado Springs area objected to having their county chair, Vicky Tompkins, manage the reorganization process. They said they don't think she can conduct a free and fair election after butting heads with her numerous times in recent years. Tompkins has already filed a lawsuit accusing the Colorado GOP of meddling in local Republican controversies. Tompkins wants a court to put her back in charge of the leadership election in El Paso County later this month. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
An effort to change the rules of the road when it comes to roundabouts gets its first hearing in the state legislature today. The bill would require drivers of smaller vehicles to yield to longer 40-foot trucks in a roundabout. A prominent landscape photographer is donating his life's work to History Colorado. John Fielder is famous for his books and calendars. Now he has handed over about 5,000 images depicting the state's public lands and ranches. Fielder tells Colorado Matters he had school children in mind.
But there's another audience out there that I hope takes advantage of my donation, and that is the scientists who understand that planet Earth is changing faster and exponentially than we ever thought it would change because of climate change, and that my photos will be a baseline for what Colorado looked like from 1973 to 2022.
They'll be available online this spring. This is CPR News and KRCC.